the ladies of Felk are back doing what they do best. Of course, no one's quite sure what that might be. In case you don't remember, time once again for Female Encounters of the Life Kind with a brand new moniker. Consider yourself encountered. Please don't hold any of the Inner West Concept sponsors accountable for whatever may slip out of their mouths. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
You just tell me.
Start talking.
It's Carrie.
Start talking now.
Oh, so I know, because I have a problem with shutting up.
Yeah, you've been talking for the last 6 months that we've been gone.
Oh, that's right. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. I'm great. Good to be back.
It is good to be back.
From Traders. Welcome to Consider Yourself Encountered.
You guys are lucky. Don't ask any of my ex-husbands, though.
I think they all consider themselves lucky. Don't you think?
No, they consider themselves encountered. So
I guess. I almost said disavowed. Not the word. Flagship show here. We're back. I missed you.
I missed you, too. Do you want a spoon?
No.
Okay, me neither.
I'm capable of healthy conversations that I can say I miss you without physical touch or...
Oh, my God, samesies. I hate being hugged. I hate being touched.
You know, I think lately you've been better about all of those things. So.
That's because I have brain damage, so...
Oh, well, there's that. Okay. There is that. I would say how you've been, other than hot. Welcome to summer.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Connie Mack. Welcome to summer.
I don't think you should ask any... any female in their 40s to 50s, how they feel in the summer, because menopause and hot flashes versus July, I'm like,
oh, I have some new news.
Oh, are you menopausal?
I am premenopausal. I am in the foyer of the club. They will not let me in yet. I am pre, and that's okay. Actually, it's not okay. I want my money back. I'd like to be hollowed out. Thank you. Anyone know?
Well, here's my advice on starting getting into that clubhouse. Now would be a really good time to invest in tweezers, and don't go cheap.
No, I have to.
Because your beard, beard's about to grow significantly.
No, that's not my worry. It's the heat. It's the waking up sweating. Like,
Who
did this? Is this still Eve's fault? Like,
that bitch.
All this for an apple. All this for an apple? Really?
Really?
Man?
No one likes fruit that much. Mm. But it has seeds. Oh, God, that just made us.
All this for an apple.
All this for an apple. Yes, but be prepared for your beard. It's kind of fun to play with when you're watching TV.
I think I'll be okay. I think I won't grow too much on that front, but.
Oh, that's what I said.
I'm going to. Think positively. Anyone out there, pray for my face.
Guys, can we send prayers for a non-hairy face?
I feel like Jerry's kid right now. Raising money for my premenopausal state. No, but for real, I do have a chiropractor appointment tomorrow. That is new news as well.
Dude, I can do that for free.
I've been dealing with this hip issue for almost a year now. I'm sure we've spoken on it before. I know we have, but I can no longer stand. Like, I have to either be walking or sitting or laying. Ow.
Are you standing asymmetrical? Hold on, some guy's balls are moving.
I know,
but that's the great thing about pool tables at Traeger's.
Oh, I'm standing the way I stand. I don't know if that's asymmetrical or opposite.
Well, that could be contributing to your hip issues.
Carrie, I'm just standing.
Hey, this is your free appointment with Dr. Inskeep, all right?
I've had many of these, and it still hurts, so...
Oh, okay.
I have a chiropractor appointment tomorrow, so I'll have to get back to you on how that goes. But literally, I went to another one of my cousin's weddings. I didn't marry my cousin this time. She was
I
in
still
a church.
Love that.
Yeah, I was in a Catholic church, so it was fine. But two things. The up-down, the Catholic church. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Sounded like I sneezed.
Oh, it sounded like a lisp.
That's what that was. Excuse me. The up-down? Triggered. I'm sure it's my sciatic, but whatever. I couldn't even stay for the whole thing. I had to get out of there. And I hit the pew sitting down because I was in such a huff about my hip. And so I hit the pew, like, right right where my ribs start, right? And I didn't realize, I didn't think anything of it. And I was going to get my swimsuit on, and Jessica's like, "What happened to your back?" And I'm all, "What? Nothing. It doesn't hurt." I looked at it. This bruise, which you can appreciate, this was black. Like, it was like the blackest bruise. And I don't get black bruises. This is, goes back to the pre-pre, I think.
Oh, maybe, yeah, it does.
That's what I was gonna say about. Mm-hmm. I think it does. But it was my penance, but it was done by the pew, so it was my pudence.
And did you bruise that fast? Like, mine show up after days.
It was
I mean,
fast.
Sometimes you have an insta bruise, but the rest, like the deep ones, they show up like a week later.
Well, I don't know if you have taken a class in driver's ed recently about
not at all
putting truck and gear. No, you haven't. Okay.
No.
Are you signed up for one?
Should I be?
Maybe.
I drove myself here.
Oh,
all by myself.
How is that going? How are things on that front?
I'm still all by myself on the front.
Me too, bro. Me too. You want to sing that song Alone Together?
No. Yeah, but I just need a quiet moment in my remote. So,
yeah. you've been watching that dragon show you like, huh?
No, I'm done with that one.
Oh,
now I'm on the Vikings.
I think you've been on the Vikings. You go back and
forth. It's there's a lot of them.
Well, I haven't started it yet, but today I did watch a Pete Rose documentary today.
I love documentaries only when I'm doing laundry, though.
No, that's because you can only pay so much attention to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's like more of a listen to?
Of the laundry. Okay, so you know how I rented my house out months and months ago?
Uh-huh.
And now I'm staying with a friend. Well, I purchased a portable washer off TikTok shop, which this thing is amazing. I will send you a video and we can put it on the old website.
Let's do it!
On the Consider Yourself Encountered website that we now have.
So now we have a portable spin cycle?
We have a portable spin cycle. I can bring
move over, Maytag.
What if I just start bringing it everywhere I go? I'm like, hey, hold up. We're on location. Here's my spin cycle.
If you bring it here, the show will take a totally different turn with me.
You're going to be impressed. That's all I can say. You're going to be impressed by it. I'm probably going to get residuals. I'm probably going to Nationals for clothes washing.
Well, it is Olympic season. So
it is Olympic
you could be
season.
Qualifying.
P.S. Have you watched any of that?
I have.
Which parts?
Okay, so I was totally into, I can't even remember. It's like I have brain damage or something. What was it last night that came in? It wasn't the last track one. It was the...
Or the gymnastics?
Oh, I'm obsessed with that one.
Oh, well then, I don't know. If I'm being completely honest, I've only watched the highlights because it's in France and I have a job.
There we go. Now I'm looking at the TV. Now I remember.
Oh, you watched
the I was TV? Watching volleyball.
Ooh.
Volleyball last
Beach
night.
Beach or?
Court.
Court.
Yeah, court volleyball. And so I have a question about this. So you're looking at one team from another country and they have like lady shorts, right? But then the other teams have these tiny itty-bitty bikini bottoms that they're constantly adjusting.
Okay.
And wouldn't that be distracting? Like, I think I could play a sport better if I didn't have something going up my ass. So they have these tiny little bottoms that they're constantly adjusting versus little, like, spandex shorts.
I think this goes back to male gaze. I don't know.
I was talking about female volleyball.
I know. Who do you think designed those outfits way long ago?
I don't think it was a gay male. I think it was a straight male.
I said the male gaze. G-A-Z.
Oh. Oopsies.
G-A-Y?
That's what I thought you were talking about.
This goes back to the male gay.
In theory, gaze.
You know,
gaze.
Actually, by definition, gays are the males.
So, oh, jeez, Louise.
The male gaze.
I miss this show.
I mean, I'm talking about the swimsuit competition of a pageant. I'm talking about, but you know what?
But
what are they gonna do? Play in wool coats? Like,
Have you ever noticed how scantily clad the women are in most sports?
Nope, never noticed it, Carrie. Not me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I am a female gaze.
Okay, well, I have noticed because I don't think I could do a 500-meter sprint with something up my ass.
I don't think you could do a 500-meter sprint in your dreams, so...
I can barely walk to the truck after this, but... But why, like, all female athletes, they're, like, scantily clad, and the only thing we all need is to have the twins up tight. If I was an athlete, I'd remove the boobs. The twins would be gone.
Well, if you were an athlete, you would have worked out so much that they would mostly be gone anyway. They'd be muscle. Boobs are fat. You wouldn't have it.
Aww.
I know. Aww.
I'm gonna look at my chest right now. I'm like, she didn't mean it, guys. She didn't mean it.
You're not fat. You're big boned. You're fine. You're big boob. You're fine.
Lefty, stay in the game.
But have you seen, the outfits that the male swimmers, the Speedos, the little Speedos, like...
Yeah, but they still go down to their thigh.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Or am I thinking of the runners?
You're thinking of anything other than what I'm talking about, which is pretty usual.
No.
A Speedo.
Okay, wait. Okay, I do remember that. But I want to say in the running, all the track stuff, they're not in little thongs.
Here's my problem. And all these scantily clad outfits. Yeah, here's one of them. All these scantily clad outfits and all these things that you think are like, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that in this. The only wardrobe malfunction that we can all name at once is Janet Jackson during a Super Bowl.
Oh, that was so planned.
That's the malfunction.
That was
the
most planned.
Clad.
That was a tit slip that was well planned.
Well, I think it's bull because she's the only one who took heat from that, and Justin Timberlake went on to have a very rewarding career, and Janet Jackson went on to be Janet Jackson, who I love, but let's face
Jackson.
It, she took all that. She took all that flack. But point being, I'm surprised there's not more...
Titties popping out?
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not. Because they get it, man.
Yeah, like if you're, how many performers are on stage all the time and they can keep their boobs in place?
If I had to throw out a number,
all
thousands.
All of them?
I was watching water polo with my aunt, and she's like, I'm not really impressed by this sport. And I'm like, why? Like, she's like, well, it's not like they do it in the deep end. Like, really? They're so in the deep end. This is not the shallow pool. They're not doing it as a kiddie pool. It's not water kiddie pool polo.
Yeah, because if they could touch, that would be a totally different sport, right?
They
would be able to jump up higher.
Yeah, it wouldn't be water polo. It would be like recess at the pool.
Recess?
Yeah, it'd be dodgeball at the pool. Honestly.
Oh, I hate dodgeball. I always get hit, and I'm always the first out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also that jackass that throws the ball, like, towards the opponent, and then it accidentally hits the wall and comes back at me. And I'm like...
you tend to have bad luck. I've encountered this.
You and I have played dodgeball, haven't we?
No.
In the pool?
We've played volleyball in the pool. I've never played dodgeball in a pool. I don't think I've ever played dodgeball in a pool. That sounds... Dangerous.
Sounds fun. Let's go.
Sounds dangerous.
What are the rules on that, though?
In dodgeball?
In a pool? No, in a pool dodgeball.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think you're making up a sport right now that I can't even... I think that was the sequel that didn't get made. Dodgeball
that would be okay.
Dodgeball 2 in a pool. No.
I think we should do it.
Play dodgeball in a pool.
That'd be a
okay.
huge beach
write
ball
that,
or
write
five.
That down on your little,
my little list of topics.
Little,
pool dodgeball. So you have like a ton of beach balls and they're all slippery and wet and you're just projecting them at each other's faces.
You know what I did play last weekend? Kickball at the park with a bunch of teenagers. So imagine this, if you will, a 40-year-old woman playing with a bunch of 20-year-old boys. There's two teams of 12. I should sell the rights to this movie at some point, but this really happened.
Do it.
I played every inning. I was super proud of myself. I only have one bruise that's not from the pew, and I did all right. I held my own, and only one time did a boy say, "Easy out, kick it towards the girl," and I wrote his name down, and I will remember him always. His name is Ben.
Okay. Do you want me to talk to Ben about my feelings?
I would like you to talk to Ben at all.
Well, because I feel like instead
teach him
of
a lesson.
My community service, like if I ever get pulled over, which is all the time, but I feel like my community service, like instead of, I don't know, cleaning up a park, I could take prisoners or inmates in, and the biggest punishment would, I would just talk to them about my feelings for a whole weekend. So then this one time in kindergarten when I was six, and they would have to listen to
me. Are you offering yourself up as a halfway house on the weekend? Because I think that might be something, Carrie.
No, but what, I mean, what greater punishment is listening to some chick talk about her feelings for 48
hours? You specifically?
Hours?
I can't think of any. I can't think of not one. No.
Okay, would you willingly listen to me talk to my about my feelings for 48 hours?
No.
It would be a punishment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so see?
But I didn't do anything wrong, so why am I in trouble?
It was a hypothetical, damn it.
Oh, it felt like a threat. Woo.
Yeah, so I think I need to go to, like, the jail or the prisons and be like, all right, who's in the doghouse today? And then I will bring a photo album of family pictures. Yes? Like your face right now is even like, oh, God, no. You're like, I'd rather get violated in the shower than...
Is this something that you have suggested to a judge, or where did this come from?
Oh, I think I was telling someone a story once, and they're like, this is terrible. And I related it to being in prison. Not that I have been. Or jail. I should probably knock on wood. Because I'm going to drive soon. But but yeah, I think even the jail keepers would let me out. Because I'd be like, oh, and then?
You mean the guards?
Aren't they called jail keepers?
I mean, I guess in the 50s they might have been called jail keepers. It's a very creepy thing.
Aren't they still jail keepers,
jail
though? Because now they're guarding the jail, but they're still keeping the jail.
Yeah,
intact. I don't know.
I might have to get a second opinion on this. I don't know. Jail keeper? I don't know. Never heard about it. Don't even eyeball those tables over there, Carrie.
I can't just pull in a stranger.
No, over there, their testosterone will get in the way of your healing. Can't do it. We will not do it.
What other audience member can we ask?
Jailkeeper. Have you heard the term jailkeeper in a long time?
Or is it
jailkeeper?
Or is it guard?
Guard.
You've never heard of the jailkeeper?
I said maybe in the 50s. Like,
it's the keeper of the jail. It's the same as a guard. They're synonymous.
I've never heard it. That's my only point.
Well, then you need to get out more.
It's, well, you know what it might be? It might be a like an English thing. Oh, yeah, I'm the jailkeeper. Yeah, for all the jails that you know, run away.
Now we brought in an accent?
I'll keep all Criminy. The jails. All the jails are safe because of me.
Why did an accent just enter prison? Like, what the
hell? I told you, this is what they called them back in the old Wales. They were the jailkeepers.
These people, man. They're jailkeepers. That's what they are.
All right. Never heard of that? Jailkeeper?
Is it prison guard or jailkeeper?
Okay. I've heard prison guard.
Thank you.
But you've never heard jailkeeper? Wow, the score's now Alicia 2, Carrie 0.
It sounds like something in a sci-fi or like in a Lord of the Rings or something.
No, it's going to be my next nighttime poem.
We are the keeper of the jails. We keep the jails.
I guarantee there's probably a song that Pink Floyd wrote about it.
In the 50s. Have to get back. Write that down too. You don't even have a pen. How are you going to get back to this jailkeeper business, huh?
No, we're going to get to the bottom of the jailkeeper versus the prison guard.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I know.
I also, in further news, you know how I hate pizza?
Uh-huh.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
I had pizza with pickles on it. Delicious. Changed my life. It's the only way I like a pizza. Other than, you know, one...
Who the hell came up with that? Somebody just probably dropped something on there and like, oh, this tastes good.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, and they give pepperoncinis with Papa John's pizza. So what would be the difference other than a little less spice? It's pickle pizza.
But how do you come up with what to put on and, like, I'm going to try this for the first time. So if I were making a pizza and a pickle fell on there, I'd be like, oh, that was an accident, but I'll just go with it.
Full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit to drink, and the pickle...
Oh, you were the pickle dropper?
Yeah. I was the pickle dropper. And I just went with it, and I'm so glad I did.
That's what it just said, and then all of a sudden, that's how things are invented, because all of a sudden, you're like, this drops on this, and somebody tastes it.
But I don't think
and...
I invented the pickle on a pizza, because it's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's probably back. It's probably back when they have jail keepers too.
Crime, and is it back in the '50s also? For the love.
Probably. You're probably right. But it's a new thing for me. But Sbarro's in the mall closed down. Found that out last week. Have you been to the mall lately?
Yeah, I think it was the only one.
I was very sad about Sbarro's.
Well, I feel like no one does that anymore. Everyone's ordering. I mean, it was empty. We're like, back in my day, that's where we went and found our next ex-boyfriend.
I know, you probably fell in the fountain, too.
Oh, no, I put dish soap in the fountains.
That was you.
Cool. That was me. I did it multiple times.
Cool.
Yeah, so you get the little ones from, like, the dollar store, like a travel dish soap near dawn, and then you just walk by a fountain, and you do a little squirt, squirt. And then you sit back and watch. And then...
Did you put on in the background that song that was like, Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have? Remember that one?
No. That's back in the 50s.
You remember that song? You remember
Delta Dawn? Maybe.
She was 13 years old when she made the song, when she recorded the song.
That's right. My father was a very...
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Wait, did you say Tanya Tucker?
A faded rose from days gone by.
All by myself. All by myself. No, but Tanya Tucker, my mom used to babysit her.
Really?
Yeah, when she used to live over here.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Really?
You're talking about Tanya Turner.
No,
who
I'm
got
not.
Thrown out
the,
of the
country
pool.
Music oh. singer, my mom, used to babysit her.
Write that down. I'd like to fact check that as
okey
well.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm so glad I stole his pen.
I'm so glad you brought a watered up piece of wooden paper.
I'm so glad I could find it.
Yeah, we. Tanya, what?
I don't know.
Hey, Siri,
no, Siri is now involved.
His question was, where all? Where
I
all wanna, that
girl she
been?
Lived here at one point. Where I all? Swear, my mom didn't make shit up.
I will buy you a drink if this is true.
Come on, Dave, give it up.
Because it...
Malibu.
Nope, I'm
knock,
on
knock.
It.
Knock,
knock. Tucson.
Who's there? Malibu. Malibu who? Oh, don't be so sad. Remember that joke?
Born in Seminole, Texas.
Somebody's Seminole happened, but...
Who can you ask to figure this out?
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Well...
Her early childhood was spent in Wilcox, Arizona.
I have heard of that. Never been there, but heard of it. I mean, I've heard of Malibu,
also
too.
Also in St. George, Utah. Phoenix.
Oh, it's Tanya.
Can we all agree that she got around... The Southwest. This might. I mean, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Remember when Demi Moore's aunt lived here?
Yep.
Okay, that's real.
Trouble.
You got
no.
in trouble.
I was
Demi
working at the
Bruce
airport.
Used to come here.
Yeah, and they would land at the airport when I worked there.
And Bruce played golf at Pinion Hill.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody said, "Hey, I just saw. I was on Big Dog at the time, the Rock and Roll Station."
Hmm.
Somebody called me and said, "Hey, we just saw Demi Moore at Walgreens or somewhere." And I said, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah." So I went on the air and I said, "Demi, I know you're in town. I've got that teddy that you left over at the house."
That sounds terrible.
I got a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
I have it recorded. I should pull it out. It's on a reel-to-reel.
Oh, yeah. You should.
And I swear.
That's...
It was her. And she ripped me a new one. I mean,
that's awesome.
You have no idea what's going on in her life, she said. I'm like, okay. So I played it for my program director, and he goes, "You better go back on the air and just say you cannot confirm or deny that Demi Moore's in town."
She was always nice to me.
Like, that's her. Yeah, she ripped me in.
I was surprised how short she is. That was surprising to me. So when she came in to visit her mom, they would come on the little private plane. I'm working at the private airport over there, and they had their own little jet. Imagine that. So her and Bruce, it was mostly her and the kids every now and then. Bruce was with her, but she would come in quite frequently. So we got used to each other. But damn, she's short.
Yeah. I can imagine she's pretty short.
Yeah, she's not. I don't know. I guess I like look at people on TV or movies or whatever on a screen and assume that everyone's the same size. Well, except for that one guy.
Back on Tanya Tucker?
No, I'm gonna find. We're gonna get to the bottom of Tanya Tucker.
She is.
Yeah. What is she, like 5'1" or something? I mean, she's.
I mean, I couldn't indecently propose to someone who was super tall. That's just. That's just me. You know.
I love that. That was a good one.
Thanks, Carrie.
Oh, jeez, Louise. I'm trying to think of like the ghost part of that to make a joke, but I just got nothing.
Oh, well, if you're not making
because wasn't she getting fondled by a ghost?
I'm sure we all have. I don't know.
Wait, what's the name of that movie? What's the name of that movie?
What movie? It's Ghost.
Oh, is it Ghost?
Yes.
And she's making out with it. Yes. Yeah, that's her.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she's getting fondled by Whoopi, but she thinks it's a ghost.
The ghost has taken over Whoopi Goldberg's body and is,
entity.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a penny up the wall. You know what I'm saying?
This also sounds like a trip to a psychiatrist, but...
I've been making out with black women for no reason.
I forgot about the penny up the wall.
Yeah.
Man, if my
Rita,
ex or whoever my...
Is her name Rita? You a danger girl.
My next ex-boyfriend... So whenever I meet my next ex-boyfriend and we break up, or he dies or whatever, I would like more than a penny. So if they could like slide a hundy up the wall,
it's like a deed for some property.
I know. If there's like one copperhead going up and I turn my back and turn the lights out and be like, nope.
What is this, a wee penny?
And this is why we broke up, dumbass. Like,
cheap. Cheap.
Yeah, it's got to be green and it can fold. It can't be one.
I think it had to be a coin of some type, so you better find one that's at least like worth a lot of money, because it has to be a coin.
Super,
you know, as far as ghosts go.
So now I need a ghost to rob a pawn shop. What?
Coin shop at best.
Oh
yeah, consider yourself encountered, Carrie. That's what you can say after the ghost encounters you.
Yes. So if you ever see a really good-looking coin go up and down your wall, you've been encountered. I don't know.
Damn, that's a really good-looking coin up and down that wall.
Look at it go up and look at it go down again.
But Patrick Swayze, can we all agree? Patrick
I had
Swayze.
So many terrible jokes that just went with the up and down. Look at it go up and look at it go down. Look at it go
sciatic,
up.
It's sciatic because the Catholic Church is the up and down.
That's not the up and down I was referring to.
Okay, my bad. I was trying to bring it back around.
Yeah, but I'm also looking at the doghouse. They have hot dogs. So are you
hungry?
No, it's the hot dog. The dog, the up and the down.
Oh, sometimes
Do I need Ron Jeremy to draw you a picture?
No, I always know what you're talking about. You think I don't, and you keep talking, so... Stop. I get it.
What's our safe word? Stop.
The safe word has always been shut up, Carrie. And you know okay. This has been fun.
It has been fun. I'm glad to be back.
It's so nice to be back. Thank you for showing up. Thanks for existing. Thanks for being you. Thanks for matching Dave today. Thank you.
I know. We're going to have to take a picture.
Yep.
Of us in our matching shirts.
Yep. Closing thoughts? Closing ideas?
No, my legs are closed, so we're good.
Mark this date. It is July 31st, 2024 at 6:52. Jump the gun.
And they're only going to be closed for one more minute.
Oh, great. All right. Got to get out of here. But join us. Join us next time. We love it here.
We do.
Well, that's about it for now. Consider yourself encountered. Consider Yourself Encountered is a sole property of InterWest Concept. To use part or all of any of the podcast, you must obtain full written permission. Drop a note to the webpage at interwestconcepts.com. Any input, good or bad, is always appreciated. Until they sound off again...
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.